When the first Europeans settled on the remote Pacific island chain of Hawaii in the 18th century, fishing had been going strong for centuries. Each local ruler made sure it stayed that way, according to sociologist Jack Kittinger at the Stanford University Center for Ocean Solutions.
If he decided that the fish stock on a particular reef, you know, needed to rest, people had been fishing it too much, then he would put a kapu on fishing in that reef.
Kapu roughly translates as forbidden, and that was enough for the local fishers. Kittinger says James Cook, the first European to reach Hawaii, saw the kapu system in action.
He would describe this like, oh, you know, everyone's out on the water. The next day there was a kapu put on the bay by the local king, and no one was on the water. Like, you know, people obeyed these things.
It was also kapu to catch skipjack tuna for roughly half the year, and mackerel scad the other half. And only a professional class of fishermen was allowed to fish in deeper waters and use certain types of equipment. Those and other traditional methods kept the coral reef ecosystems producing as much or more fish as they are today. And they had done so for about 400 years before the Europeans arrived, according to a study by Kittinger and his co-author, published in March in the journal Fish and Fisheries. Today, on the other hand, overfishing threatens the Hawaiian reefs and more than half of the reefs around the world. When Kittinger looks at today's efforts to control overfishing, he sees a lot of parallels with the ancient Hawaiian practices.
They had basically the same tools in the toolbox that we have today. We do the same thing. We say you can use this gear here, but you can't use it there. You know, this area is off limits, so on and so forth. It's the same basic suite of strategies. But the difference is how those strategies were implemented.
The difference, he says, is if you broke a kapu,
you're in deep trouble, right?
It could mean blinding or even death. And some other strategies might be a bit out of step with modern values. Women were forbidden from eating certain kinds of prized fish. Turtles were off limits for everyone but chiefs and high priests. Kittinger says these rules did have the effect of protecting these species.
We think that the fact that they were protected is probably arose as a response to understanding that those species were vulnerable.
Living on remote islands in the middle of the ocean, subject to storms, droughts, tsunamis, and so on, Kittinger says protecting the food supply was a matter of life and death for the ancient Hawaiians. But with ocean ecosystems worldwide in decline, Kittinger says we could learn from their experience.
These days, you get like a slap on the wrist if you break a fisheries law. And it just tells us we don't really take enforcement that seriously. If we're really serious about protecting the resource, we need to be more serious about the violations and what happens with a violator.
He is not suggesting bringing back the death penalty for violators, but he says today's more relaxed attitudes are not enough. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.